From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, July 18th. Coming up, agriculture companies are increasingly paying farmers to capture carbon, and some companies are convinced that's helping combat climate change. Others, not so much. We'll learn more from Dana Cronin in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. An Illinois congressman is previewing another public January 6th committee hearing for this week. Adam Kinzinger represents Illinois' 16th district and is on the committee. He tells CBS's Face the Nation the hearing focuses on President Donald Trump's actions while rioters stormed the Capitol.
If I was a president sworn to defend the Constitution, that includes the legislative branch, watching this on television, I know I would have been going ballistic to try to save the Capitol. He did quite the opposite.
Kinzinger says the committee expects to hear about missing U.S. Secret Service text messages sometime tomorrow. He hopes those texts reveal more about the president's actions that day. If you're suffering from really bad allergies this year, you're not alone. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin explains why seasonal allergies are getting worse.
Allergy specialists are calling it the perfect storm of factors, making allergy season particularly bad this year. For one, many people are just starting to leave their houses without masks on after 2+ years of the COVID-19 pandemic. Masks can provide protection from allergens like pollen and mold. Plus, trees are blooming at different times of year now, thanks to climate change. Speaking on the 21st show, Dr. Andrea Pappalardo at the University of Illinois Chicago says that's expected to get worse.
People are getting sick sooner and longer, and that is definitely a factor that we're going to see potentially get worse over time as climate change continues to affect our exposures.
She says suffering from constant allergy symptoms can take a real toll on one's productivity. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
Jumping worms have made their way to pretty much every state in the Midwest the last 10 years, including Illinois. The invasive species from Asia has a voracious appetite that depletes the soil of its nutrients, and they can push out other worms. Kelly Frampton found some on her property in Eudora, Kansas this summer.
I'm trying to tell myself it's another earthworm, but they're just so different from a regular earthworm. Everybody calls them creepy, and they are just kind of a creepy worm.
Jumping worms are more firm and less slimy than other earthworms with a white band around their bodies. To slow the spread of the worm, the Missouri Department of Conservation suggests reducing transportation of soil or mulch and not using those worms as fish bait. An argument between two men from Urbana turned deadly in Champaign's Campustown area over the weekend. Police responded to shots fired in the 200 block of East Green Street just after 9 p.m. Friday. Officers say 46-year-old Joshua Berg of Urbana was walking east along the street with 42-year-old Matthew Denbo when the two began arguing. Police say Denbo then shot Berg. Emergency crews took him to the hospital where he died. Officers later arrested Denbo. He's charged with murder. In another deadly shooting last week, police say 34-year-old Latoya Gwynn was killed in a domestic dispute at her home on East Beardsley Avenue. Despite the recent crimes, Champaign police say there's been a 51% drop in shooting incidents in the first half of 2022 compared to the same period last year. Still to come, we'll learn more about carbon markets in the ag community and if they're really helping the fight against climate change. That story from Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin is next on 217 Today.
Join WILL on our 10th annual private rail trip to the East Coast, October 27th through November 4th. Climb aboard beautifully restored train cars and travel in style to your destination. Your itinerary includes guided sightseeing tours in Boston and Salem with a stop in Plymouth to visit a living history museum. You'll also have time to explore these historic cities on your own. Find the complete trip schedule and pricing at will.illinois.edu/willtravel.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The concentration of carbon dioxide in our atmosphere now exceeds 420 parts per million. That's more than 50% higher than pre-industrial levels, and many industries are grappling with how to reduce or offset their carbon emissions. As Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports, the agriculture sector is becoming a frontrunner in the race to reduce carbon.
It's mid-April on Jason Lay's farm in Bloomington, Illinois. We're standing on one of his 75-acre fields, which, during the growing season, is covered with either corn or soybeans. And even though this is the off-season, Jason's field is green, dotted with a grass-like cover crop called cereal rye.
And what that does is it helps hold the carbon dioxide, or the greenhouse gases, it helps hold them so they don't get released out into the atmosphere.
And these 75 acres of cover crops are holding a lot of carbon.
Roughly, it would be about, hopefully, a ton an acre. So about 75 tons across this whole field.
That's about the emissions equivalent of 15 gas-powered cars driven for 1 year. And while Jason's field is an island of carbon-sequestering cover crops, more and more farmers in the Midwest are experimenting with them, thanks in part to the newly budding carbon marketplace.
I like to equate them to like the Wild West.
Jason is part of Bayer's pilot carbon program, which works like this. Let's say there's a company that needs to offset their carbon emissions. Maybe they pledge to reach carbon neutrality within a certain period of time. They can go to Bayer and purchase carbon credits, which basically offset their emissions. Bayer then pays Jason to plant cover crops, which act as the carbon offset for the company. Carbon programs like Bayer's are popping up all across the agriculture industry, and some companies are going all in, like Boston-based startup Indigo.
I absolutely am a believer that carbon credits are part of the move to reduce the overall pressure on the atmosphere.
Chris Harbert is Indigo's chief strategy officer. Unlike other ag companies like Bayer, Indigo is relatively young and focuses exclusively on sustainability. And Harbert says there's a reason they're zeroed in on agriculture.
Right now, we could get every farmer on earth to change their behavior if we incented it correctly. And they have the infrastructure, the equipment, they're already dispersed across the globe to make that happen immediately. And that would cause a measurable change to our atmosphere.
Harbert acknowledges that scale-up would be very difficult. It would mean totally revamping the way most farmers farm. And that's why Indigo offers short, 5-year contracts with farmers, to avoid scaring them off with long-term commitments. But some say long-term commitments are necessary to reduce the concentration of carbon in our atmosphere.
I mean, for the climate, we really need, I would say, durability of carbon stored on timescales of 100 years. That's, I think, what's really necessary to address climate change.
Gianna Amador is a co-founder of Carbon 180, a nonprofit focused on reducing carbon emissions. She says when it comes to making a real dent in the climate crisis, we need to focus on how to reduce carbon overall, not just offset it. But she says paying farmers to sequester carbon is ultimately a good thing, because right now there aren't many incentives for climate-friendly practices, which can be expensive.
What's exciting about these voluntary offset markets is it provides an incentives for farmers to shift practices and potentially helps with some of those financing challenges.
If we want more farmers like Jason Lay, she says, we need to incentivize it. And Jason agrees.
I mean, it's the obvious American answer. You give me more and I'll figure out how to do it.
Money talks, he says. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly sunny skies today with a high of 85 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Sean Alley, Dana Cronin, Eva Tesfai, Reginald Hardwick, and Dana Cronin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.